Blog Talk
Radio.
We're on it.
I swear to God, we're on.
Oh.
That's awesome. Fuck no. You know what? I did get a request for that song.
What song?
It's,
anyway,
701
to the Real and Randy Show, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry y'all heard us doing a mic check, but guess what? Today's hump day and Wild Style Wednesday, 21st episode. And welcome, welcome, welcome. We got Angry Mike, Negative Mike.
Angry Mike, Negative Mike, same thing.
Both work.
Yeah,
and
either way.
I'm Real.
I'm Randy. I'm a little pissed off today, but we'll make it work. Everything's cool. I'm going to stay calm.
Yes.
Cool, collected. Real's got my back.
He's not, and I'm gonna let him go.
Yeah, well, we'll get it.
Hit us up, blogtalkradio.com/RealAndRandy. Also, hit us up on Facebook at facebook.com/RealAndRandyShow.
What's our Twitter?
Our Twitter is RealAndRando. I got a lot of love today on Twitter. So
shout out to our Twitter followers.
Yeah. So hit us
much
up
love
on Twitter. Also, we have IG. I haven't gotten any pictures on it yet, but that's coming soon.
Hey, listen, after the show, we're getting together. We're going to take some pictures as is, all right?
Cool.
We're going to look as crappy as we look right
fine
now.
Fine with me. It's good.
Yeah, okay, good.
Like, we raw.
I'm glad we're on that.
Yeah, yeah. So, phone number is 713-955-0701. We got a few topics we're going to hit you guys with today. We want you guys to call in, give us your opinion. And whatever else the hell you want to give us, and let's hash it out. Our debate topic for today is going to be about abortion.
Uh-huh.
So if you have any type of feelings about that situation, if you're pro or against it, then call in. Let us know how you feel. You know, we accept everyone and their opinions.
Yeah.
And that's how we're gonna let it roll. All
right, 10-4.
All right. So,
well, let's just jump right into the 7-1 remix, man. Is that cool? In honor of our missing cast member for today, I did get a request for Sermon of Wind remix. So
all right.
I'm going to play it, and hopefully you guys enjoy it. We'll be right back after this.
It's the Real and Randy Show with Weatherman Joe and Negative Mike. And we welcome you. Monday.
Favorite weather that you know.
keep him on the go. You should know he's a weather pro.
We're back in it right now. We're going to jump right into our topics, man. We are back. This is the Rev and Randy Show, and we're happy to see you guys, or not necessarily see you, but have us entertaining you and you be with us. Today is our Women Crush Wednesday, Wild Style Wednesday, episode number 21, and we're going to be on fire today. We're going to be on fire. Rello, you hear me?
I hear you, bro.
We're going to give you guys the best show you've ever heard.
Yes.
You couldn't find a better show down in Mexico in a donkey bar.
Nope.
You couldn't.
Nope.
Even if they had, like, flaming ping pong balls shooting out of women's crotches over the donkey show. You get what I'm saying?
I got it. I'm following.
We're all jacked up on Tijuana freaking margaritas. You know what I'm saying? It's epic. We're going to have a show much better than that. But to slow the show down a little bit, let's talk about some news.
All right, cool.
We're going to go right into it. Scott Brooks.
Scott Brooks.
Fired.
Fired.
Canned.
Canned.
Why did he get fired and canned?
It doesn't matter. It was stupid.
I'll tell you why he got fired and canned.
Sure.
Because he's white.
Oh, come on!
He's fucking white. You hear me?
Yep.
That's why he got fired.
That's exactly why.
No, that's not why. I just know that people pull that race card shit, so I tried it out. How does that feel?
You're ugly.
Is that good?
Ugly, and your mother ugly, and your sister ugly. You just plain old ugly.
Fucking negative, Mike. Did you get a little offended when I was like, 'cause he's white? You were like, nah, whatever. That's stupid, right?
Yeah, kind of.
How do you feel about that? Tell me how you feel. Just a little bit. Give me a little smidge of your emotion there.
I felt. I don't know.
How do you feel towards me? I'm like, yeah, an idiot.
Yeah, kind of.
See,
like,
that?
Why the fuck would you say that?
That's how white people feel when black people pull a race card. They'd be like, why the fuck would he say that? We didn't have any animosity.
You're an idiot.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Thank you, negative Mike, you cocksucking homo. He's like the robot off of fucking, what is it? The robots that change, that transform? Transformers.
Transformers.
He talks with this fucking machine over there.
Oh, he's like Bumblebee.
Bumblebee.
I have
negative Mike, a.k.a. Bumblebee, the homo.
Yeah. Statement by the GM.
Okay.
Sam Presti.
Let's see what lies this son of a bitch put out.
All right.
Since this guy just brought him three successful. And it went down to one.
7 years. He had a 620 out of his win percentage.
Yeah, that's great.
It was number one in the NBA out of active coaches right now in the last 7 years.
Right.
So, you know, this is what the GM say.
Yeah,
it was an extremely difficult decision on many levels. Scott helped establish the identity of the Thunder and has earned his rightful place in history of our organization through his 7 years as a valued leader and team member. Sam Presti, Thunder Executive Vice President and General Manager. As we all know, this past year we have had a unique challenges, circumstances, and have conveyed not many people. And as I have conveyed, not many people could have accomplished what Scott and his team.
Hey, listen, bro. What? You want to read that shit for you or what?
My ankle, like, itching real bad.
You got them ants outside?
Yeah.
I got these ant beds all around my house, and I've been telling my wife I'm going to take care of these ant beds for so long. But I'm so, like, busy, bro. I go to work, I come home, I do a real bit of this and that.
I hate
these ants.
Yeah,
like,
well, let me tell you.
Hey,
listen, bro. I got a story.
All right.
To tell you. And you tell me if the moral of my story is worth this build-up. But I've been telling her I was going to take care of this shit for like a month now, right?
Like the leaves.
And I get to see people like you and Negative Mike get bit up by them. And then when I don't agree with you on the show, I'm like, I just want to keep those ants to bite you motherfuckers because it's my way of having nature release its animosity towards you guys.
Yeah, they got me real good, bro. Like this.
Yeah. Okay.
But anyway.
No, I'm kidding.
So,
that's a big guy. I got to get them ants out. Speaking of, our sponsor today is Raid. Raid is our sponsor for the day.
And Hardee's.
Also Hardee's, yeah. lucky to have two sponsors. Hardee's definitely is where it's at. Number 10 on there is the grilled chicken sandwich. It's amazing. Make sure that you eat it.
By far is the best sandwich on that menu.
Is it?
Dead serious.
I haven't had it yet.
I just had
Mike,
it.
Mike was going to get it, yeah. It looks good.
Dead serious.
The chick at the store ate it all.
Yeah, that fat heifer. Listen, bro, we go all the way down to 75 last night because Hardee was closed early. There's this fat heifer sitting in the window. She comes over. She takes her order. Obviously, you could tell that she's got some jowls on her, by the way. She's talking through the thing. And she's
she
saying...
like breathing real heavy.
She's breathing heavy. Everything we would say. Like, the conversation went so bad. What did I say at the end of our order? Are you done? At the end of my order, I'm like, is that it? Just because I was checking with her because she was like,
You got a number 10 with a
bitch, please. That's made me wish I wanted, you know, Hardee's to stay open an extra couple. Whatever. Scott Brooks is fired. He had a 620 win percentage, right?
620 win percentage.
And they fired him.
They fired him. They really didn't give a reason why, to be honest. I was going to read this whole thing, but it really wasn't. Not, it was just like, well, we just felt like, you know, our assessment on him was like, come on, bro. And
yeah.
Then he lost three. Serge Ibaka, it's Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook combined.
He's been plagued by injury.
They've been combined.
You think he's getting paid too much?
Bro. Who?
Do you think Scott Brooks is making too much cheddar? Is that's why?
Bro, I don't know why.
You know, like, it's got to be something weird. It's got to be something like Kevin Durant or Russell Westbrook went up to him and says, hey, we don't want him to be our coach anymore. Right. We can win with somebody
else.
That's
what he said. He was like, it wasn't based on the following this past year.
Right.
What he said is they doing it for the future, basically. Like, you know, they don't feel like he's going to be able to, in the future, going to be able to continue to evolve as a team with him as a coach.
Okay. Okay, whatever they say. Because any time that Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook's injured the entire year and Serge Ibaka's injured, you're going to have a horrible year. And if he would have still went and made the playoffs this year, they'd have been like, listen, we're going to fire Scott Brooks. Suck my fucking cannon, you cocksucker. That's bullshit. That was because of this year, thought that they had a star player that could carry the team. Where's Westbrook at? Where's he at? He's on the couch, bro.
Yep.
He's on the couch. He's not a star. He is a star, but he's not a star that can carry one team by himself.
Right.
He's not. You got Kevin Durant, who could do that, who is one of the most prolific scorers in the game. He's very electric. He can do anything you want. Ibaka can get rebounds. Russell Westbrook, he's good. So maybe they fired him because he says, man, they got all these pieces, but we can't put it together. But he all did right. put it together. Moving on.
Check this out.
Or
real quick. No, real
go
quick.
Ahead.
No,
come
about this topic.
Come with the car.
Rajon Rondo.
Right.
I was one of the things I was going to put on. I forgot to put on there. He sat down last night. He only played 10 minutes last night.
Right.
And apparently,
I see the poll. Go ahead.
Apparently, he's been like a headache since they got him.
He's been a headache in Boston. That's why they got rid of him in Boston.
Right. So he's been a headache since they got him there. And they gave up like the world to have this guy.
Right.
Like, they gave up everything. Two first round picks for 2015 and 16.
Right.
They gave up Jamil Nelson, which was a pretty decent, you know, point guard at a position. But they wanted that. They just wanted that X factor, right?
Right.
So the day Rick Carlisle was like, he don't think that Rajon Rondo will wear a Mavs uniform again.
Really?
Yes, sir. That's
wow.
what Coach said. That's how bad it's gotten, you know?
Well, I don't know. Maybe I'll ask you this. Rajon Rondo is, to you, maybe one of the better point guards in the league?
Passing point guards, yeah.
Passing. But he's not a scorer. We all know that. He runs a good offense.
Yeah.
He's just not somebody you can get along with. I hate that. I hate when people say, I need to get along with this guy in order for our relationship to be successful.
Not
this
true.
And that. That's not true at all.
Because LeBron is playing with Kevin Love, and him and Kevin Love have both, like,
he's
like
got no
Kevin,
love,
Kevin,
Kevin
Love.
Love
said that he's not, him and LeBron are not best friends. He was like, they hardly speak. But when they get on the court, like, and then LeBron turned around and said, hey, when we on the court, we play.
Right.
And he was like, and I'm going to feed him the ball because I
right.
know what he can do on the court. Now, off the court, we don't get down like that. We don't have anything against each other, but at the same time, though, we just don't get down like that.
Right.
I respect that. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to be best friends with everybody on your team. As long as you get on
you
that
don't.
Court and you play as a team, that's
for
all
sure.
that matters to me.
This is the Rel and Randy Show. We are a show that brings you the latest and greatest in sports and music and also current events around the world. We just covered Scott Brooks being fired, and we got into a little bit more. I watched Cleveland win yesterday over Boston. Also seen what was it, the Raptors and the Wizards? I think the Wizards brought that, took that one out, right?
Yeah, they up 2-0.
Yeah, and that was a great game, man. That was a really good game. But I told you, the Wizards are going to win that. And they were in Toronto when they scraped those jokers. So, yeah, that was definitely a series to watch, and it's still going to be a good one, but I definitely think the Wizards are going to take it. I've seen Paul Pierce play, like, complete ass. He was horrible. I've seen him travel when he was taking a three.
Yeah, I saw a video of Kendrick Perkins traveling. It was funny. It was like a little clip. They counted the steps. He came off the screen. They threw it to him.
Right.
And he literally just, like, 1, 2, 3, and it was like, you know how to do a little ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
9 steps, bro. 9.
Oh,
you
have
got to be kidding.
No, not at all, Tracy.
Not at all, Bumblebee. Jesus Christ. Right now, I'm going to dip into my boy Boosie. Lil Boosie came out with a song, and this is very recent. It's called, what is it called, bro?
Retaliation.
Retaliation, that's what it's called. It's a good song. You guys check it out. We'll be back.
EnvyTheDJ.com.
Yeah. When you make it look easy, these niggas think it's easy. That never came easy. Stay back, motherfucker.
Hey, yo, London.
What's poppin', fool?
Shit crazy round my way. All we know is pain.
We got London on the track. Nigga, just chill tight, tight. Caught him slipping in the drive-by. Be so surprised his mama and T. Somebody gon' die now. His baby mama, she been crazy. She done lost her mind now. Don't want look at his little boy, cause it look like my dog. I'ma send it off, this motherfucker. I'm going ham with an AK. I promise his mama, I'm gon' protect you. You gon' get slammed with an AK. I duct tape your homie. Write your name on this list. Pussy bitch in this pimpster got no eraser on it.
Envy,
blood the when I'm out. I'm from Louisiana. Murder cap for all these states. Heal your banana, retaliate. 4 to the chest, 2 to the face. If you can relate, if you think you gotta wait, bitch, you can die today. I'ma ride to my nigga, man.
Retaliation. Like I said, it's a new song. I just found that today. This is a good song. I like it a lot. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Welcome back to the Rather Randy Show. If we touch on a topic you guys want to talk about, it is 713-955-0701 for our call line. That's the guest call in, and you guys are definitely welcome to call in, especially if you got something that's going to piss me off, because I want to get down to some business, because
Walker for president.
Walker Flocka can suck on my freaking Flocka.
He really did. He did the,
what?
Say he's running for president.
I could care less. I wouldn't vote for that freaking numbskull.
I'm voting for him.
What an idiot. Bro, if you vote for that guy, Are you serious?
I would vote for him.
What happens if he accidentally comes president? You feel like a complete jackass.
I would not feel like a complete jackass.
Wow, well, what is he gonna do for? What is he gonna do for you?
What do the rest of them do for you?
They obviously don't make this world a complete hellhole. Complete hellhole. I said complete. I mean, they make a half hellhole, but they don't make it a complete.
He might make it a hellhole.
Obama with his fucking Obamacare kind of, you know, took some more money out of my pockets, but other than that, he wasn't too bad. I definitely know that his 47, and I know the math doesn't add up here because there is a other category, but 47% don't think he did a good job, and 48% think he did do a good job. But the approval rate, so they have 48. And, you know, obviously the rest.
I heard him.
Is in between.
They was talking about his stats and the things he said he would do. And
right.
He was, like, you know, one of the guys he was running against, one of them was, like, unemployment rate.
Right.
And it was like the dude.
Oh,
was
he's
like,
already screwed that
yeah,
up.
No. He, the dude was saying, I had the unemployment rate below 6% by 2018.
He's
and it's below
shit.
5%. No, this is his opponent last when he did
okay.
it. And he was like, it's already down 5%, and it's not even, it's 2015.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, you know, all right.
Cool.
Okay.
You're talking about
Obama. The unemployment rate.
Listen,
down.
They skew those numbers so bad. They
skew all the numbers.
I know they do, and I'm going to tell you
that's
like
why
this.
I said Walker Flocker for president.
When you start talking about Obama, someone's getting hurt.
Okay.
I will.
Listen. Well, as we go more into the topic of Waka Flocka for president, let me touch on some more Obama shit.
You're going to automatically marijuana.
Who? Waka Flocka. Can you imagine his acceptance speech? I, Waka Flocka, bow, bow, bow. Yeah. don't do that joke one anymore. That's horrible. But no, the... That's it. That's dumb. He's a gangster. He's very uneducated. He's a moron. I wouldn't have him running my country.
So he's Obama.
Yeah, he's pretty much Obama.
Hey. All
right. Yeah, anyways, what were we talking about? You said Waka Flocka for president.
Those Thug Life videos be coming out of the White House now.
Yeah, no shit.
You talking about the Barter Six.
Oh, no, I wasn't talking about that. I was talking about something different. But let me tell you, the Barter Six, which is Young Thug's latest and not so greatest in my opinion. My rating for this whole entire album was a 4 out of 10. Now let me tell you why. The 4 came from the producers on this, like Weezy. I seen he produced a few tracks, and those were decent to the point where you could listen to it.
Yeah, that's what I heard too.
London on the track, he produced a couple, and he was, I mean, his shit knocks. Everybody knows that the only reason you would listen to Young Thug is because
right.
his beats.
Right.
The producers, they make this shit. Well, let me go ahead and run through this thing right here. The main summary for this is this album is rhymes. It's not rap. He's not a rapper by any means. And sometimes he doesn't even rhyme.
We have a nursery.
You got rhyme. Dr. Seuss literally freestyling on this whole entire album. Except for there's one song that I kind of like. It's called Checks. Did
mm-hmm.
you ever hear it?
Mm-mm.
I think I downloaded it. I'll play it here later. But his delivery to me, it's a stolen flow. it's stolen flow, but it's interesting. It's playful on the beat, and sometimes it sounds cool. But his character to me is already played out, even though he's come out in such a short time. The song called Amazing, don't get this twisted, but the song called Amazing was okay, only because of Jacquees. What is it?
Yeah, Jacquees.
Jacquees, yeah. That was the only reason that I enjoyed that song. But like I said, he's got a lazy delivery. You can't mistake swag for laziness. You know what I'm saying? You can't sit up there and just say, I'm going to be lazy and call it swag. That's not how it works. And his lyrics are so elementary. It's like gangster shit. You would go up to a little kid out here and say, hey, I want you to write down some gangster shit, and that would be his raps on this. Nowadays, we don't know, you know, who's truly quote-unquote about it. You know what I'm saying, cuz? Who's really in the streets. But if you look at this guy, does he look like somebody you would run from in an alley?
Nope, not even. I walk by him like, what up, bro?
I would walk by him and be like, what up, I don't know what your sexuality is, but I think you're a fucking penis-tucking homo. Anyways, back in the days when, like, gangster rap first came out, like, it was provocative, and it was, like, intriguing and interesting. Like, man, that's crazy. I never knew that side of people. I never knew that life. Nowadays, that's a fucking played-out-ass rap style. Who gives a fuck? We've heard this story 1,000 times. How many times can you hear about dope and bitches and cars and clothes and be like, man, that's a badass song? Get the fuck over yourself. Bring yourself up in the world, man.
Unless you're like Boosie rapper.
And like, tell me the difference between the entire Barter 6 and Tupac albums. Tupac was touching on social issues, and he would also educate people on things that were bringing us down. You don't think this man would have Tupac... Tupac's sitting here.
Just trying to
He's dreaming,
him.
Right? He's dreaming, right? Hit that sound effect for me one more time. I'm Tupac.
Oh, man. I'm up in this bitch, and like, I'm looking out, and
Tupac
I see...
voice?
I don't know. I'm just doing a, all right,
go ahead,
a
go ahead.
Tyrone Black dude shit.
Right. Hit that one for me. Hold on. I need to get my Tupac on. What's Tupac sound like? Just give me some. Tom Sand, like, give me your impression. A
little less... Bassy of a Ja Rule, maybe.
Right.
A little less.
Alright. Ah, fuck.
So basically, just
put the pants down to your knees, just put a do rag on, and then come right
you
back.
You all in there.
This, I got it, ready? This world I'm living in, I'm looking around and I see people who don't really respect what the project is about and where we come from. Gotta get more time on with it. Hit the sound effect one more time.
Slightly deeper. Slightly deeper. Just barely.
Jada Pinkett fine as fuck. I bang that bitch and then she trying to get me all messed up and shit. But while I'm out here in this world, I see that people not really respecting what black people do. That was good, right? Getting there. One more time.
All right.
Come on. Hit
me with the song.
Oh, God.
I put you at it that time.
Nah, I'm on it. We as a people don't... need to request as a black person, as black people, we know that this is all played out. We know that. So as I smoke my weed and I kick back and I relax and I talk about the things that's going on, and other rappers nowadays, all they want to talk about is money, hoes, cars, clothes, and I educate any black people in our neighborhoods on the street to get out. That's not the place you want to be. Hit the dream effect one more time. That's not the place you want to be. And then he wakes up and he's like, damn, I'm still alive. I'm on an autopsy table.
Something was cool on that one right there.
I just don't know what happened. Like,
nah, what I'm saying is the difference between the Barter 6 and like Tupac, which is one of my very favorite, if not, you know, the top MC to ever do this, is Tupac would educate you on street shit. And that's the thing. We all know it's ugly. It's an ugly thing. But he would educate you to the point where you wouldn't want to do it. He wouldn't encourage it. The Barter 6 is all about slinging dope, doing this.
He was uplifting, bro. Like
he is.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he talked about...
He talked about doing dope to cope with his problems, not to continue doing it to... You know what I'm saying? Like, his albums and his mixtapes and whatever were literally about a struggle. It's not about struggling. Like, you step back and everybody raps about, I'm in love with the cold, cold. You got a problem, bro.
What's crazy is, when you got those old school gangsters.
I
think
you're talking about chocolate.
Nah.
Oh, jeez. Oh, right. Sorry.
No.
Something, bitch, we're talking about some chocolate.
Chocolate.
I'm in love with the... You got a fucking problem, bro.
Yeah,
go ahead.
The old school gangsters, like, people don't, like... Everyone sold dope. Like, you got Frank Lucas, Nicky Barnes. You have all, like, those guys. They did that to come up out of what it was.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? I mean, it
they
was...
They were a victim of it.
Yeah,
after
I mean,
a while,
right.
But, yeah.
Was it wrong? Yeah, it was wrong. But my thing is, now it's like, oh, I'm going to do this because it's just completely
black
cool to
people,
do it. Like, Frank Lucas did it.
Listen
and
to
put
it.
His family on.
Right,
got,
yeah.
Got him businesses.
Shot
God. You know what I'm saying? Did his
dead.
Own thing. You know what I'm saying? So... He's not dead.
Wait, hold on. I'm thinking the wrong guy.
American Gangster, that guy.
Yeah, so
like, he did it to bring his family up out of slums of North Carolina.
Right.
You know, and then most people now is like, I'm going to do it, but stay in the hood, run around flashy, and then it's like, oh, this is like completely cool. I'm not saying it's wrong, period.
What's the retirement program for a fucking dope man?
It is one. It's only the grave or jail.
Yeah.
Only,
as stupid as that sounds, it's so true.
It depends, because like, the dude from American Gangster, he put the money away.
Yeah, he put it away.
And there's a reason why he's bringing his name up. Because he's one that, that figured it out and was smart enough. These people
that,
nowadays...
That's the point I was trying to make. They were smart back then. They did it for a reason.
They did it for a reason
to get out of what it was in.
Right. And now
it's just like...
Now people promote the lesser lifestyle, the low-life lifestyle. They're like, oh, this is great. If we can't have shit and work hard for it and get it, man, I'm just going to make the most out of it. No, rap about the struggle. Rap about how you're hooked on
dope. I'm not going to vouch for a drug dealer. He's a smart guy.
No.
He made the most out of his situation. He was smart about it, though. At one point in time, he was making more money than the mafia was at that moment. Didn't nobody in 100 years do that.
But, I mean, it was smart, his plan. But was it dumb what he was doing? It was completely dumb.
What I'm saying is the problem is the low-life lifestyle is being promoted. Drugs, violence, crime, in general, this is all being promoted. And nobody can step back. You won't hear one fucking song on anybody's album saying, maybe that's not a good idea. Maybe that's a dumb thing to do because I'm going to wind up locked up.
There's a lot of rappers like that, bro.
Why would you hear them?
They just not getting radio play.
Because it's A&R guys, they don't want that. It's not what sells. I want to listen to it. A&R people are not going to put that out. Tell me how many times you hear Boosie talking about, I sniffed up some coke and I was on the go and this and that. You will never hear that motherfucker. He raps about the struggle. We want to listen to it. Zero raps about the struggle. Dumb kids
who think it's cool to fail school and hang out with idiots want to hear the stupid stuff.
Right. See, that's the thing.
Let me catch my son doing some dope.
He won't be alive because he's not going to live a life of that. He'll be alive, but he's going to be dead. But beat to dead. I'll be a deadbeat dad because I'll whip his ass till he just don't want to live anymore. That type of lifestyle. That boy right there who's doing dope will die. He'll wake up out of a concussion and be like, oh, I'm reborn. I don't want to do any dope anymore. I'm going to tell you this, man. I think it's disgusting that we promote this in a society that's already in a detrimented situation.
Yes.
You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm upset about. And that's all I got out of this album, The Barter Six. He's too big of a pussy to go ahead and call it The Carter Six because he's going to get sued. And it was such a funny joke to him and this and that. Get your own shit. Why? He's literally a fake-ass homo Lil Wayne. And I got no problem with homos, but Jesus Christ, if you're a homo, own up to it. Okay, don't hide from it. You know what I'm saying? Don't paint your fucking nails, wear a dress, and go rock a microphone and pretend that Big Frida or whatever it is, do that shit. Go wear a dress and be Big Frida.
Who the fuck is Big Frida?
A fucking dude that dresses like a chick. It's got cool hair. play it again, Mike. He's ratchet. But anyways, man. That's the whole thing. The beats are so easy to ride to. The producers did such a great job. That's the only fucking reason I would ever listen to this. That's the only, because unlike a lot of people, I am a fellow artist. Whether I'm big time or not, I'm a fellow artist, and I know what it takes to write a song. I know that it's really hard. These guys literally put zero effort into this shit. None. If you want me to do a Young Thug album, I will have that shit out tomorrow. What's the fucking wait? You should put the Barter 7 out tomorrow, you fucking lowlife. I'm telling you.
I'm gonna tag him in this episode.
Please, tag him. Tag him. Next time he comes to the levels, we'll go down there and we'll kick it when I'm telling him all that stuff. Because if you can't rap about something, like drugs and all this stuff, sometimes you might be able to get a vice in every once in a while. But why are you going to be a major person?
12 rounds right now.
Yeah, why would you encourage that, man? Look down the street and you see these little kids. They're going to grow up to your fucking music and you want them to do that? What happened to when was the last time you heard somebody say, I want my son to be a doctor, this and that? Was it a white person you were talking to? Was it a black person that listens to Young Thug? Fuck no. Everybody that listens to Young Thug, they got fucking rims on their car before they buy their damn education, before they buy a book, before they do this and that. Get off this shit, man. This is a This is a reoccurring thing, man. You got all this shit going on. It's killing me, man. Like,
all right. A whole nother debate. We won't get into it, but also
okay.
comes down to the person. Because I listen to all that stupid stuff growing up.
That's
and I have a medical degree and all that. So I mean,
yeah,
I listened to it too.
I listened to it, but it was
also.
We all listened to it,
but we were dumb. We were smart enough.
To
be like, I'm not an idiot.
When I was listening to it, I used to do shit like this. I used to go out and try to get mixed up in all this stuff. I used to roll up my cousins, smoke weed, drink. I'd be fucking 7 years old going to football practice, step on the field, drunk, can't run, fucking throwing up everywhere.
I did too.
Looking like a complete jackass.
Smart enough to get out of that, though.
We were smart enough. But why can't you educate people before they even get into that? Why do we have to learn from our mistakes? Why can't we say mistakes were already made? You need to learn from somebody else's mistakes.
I say that all the time.
You could be an elevated human being if you just go ahead and, you know what I'm saying?
You're right.
All right, I'm sorry, man. Let's move on. Let's move on. I apologize. I'm really strong about this.
I told you I was going to let you go.
I just know that this album sucked ass. Great job, producers. Everybody else who was involved, and especially the people who hyped this shit up. All right,
one last question
about
this whole barter shit.
Go ahead.
Was it worthy of the title Carter 6?
No, it was not.
Not even a little bit.
Fuck no. If you, he couldn't hold his dick up to Lil Wayne and him be like, wow, that's impressive. Nah, this dude right here, his nutsack... is non-existent. Lil Wayne's got balls of fucking... You know what I'm saying? Like, what I'm saying is, with the whole dick comment, he's got nothing... I'm saying...
We're trying to put down the toilet right now.
Well, no, I'm saying... He can hold his dick up to it, because, you know, he ain't got no damn sex. Sex where all the man juice comes from, okay? This dude's a straight bitch. He like, Lil Wayne... is one of my favorite artists is because he's an entertainer. It's not because he's got to be hardcore and this and that. He is sometimes and does whatever. But what I'm saying is, no. If you would have called this the Carter 6, which I don't listen to this guy very much anyways, but I told you, I like that song, Chex.
Right.
That's a good song. I like it. Amazing is only a decent song because Jacquez is in it.
Okay.
Other than that, the only thing I like about this album is the beats. Way to go, running on the track. Way to go, Weezy. You guys did a good job.
Hey, get it. Let's take a quick break.
Quick break, okay.
Hit that song by my boy Lit Burns.
Get the sweat off my brow.
And
okay.
Let's get you some water.
All right, cool. Yeah, you see the little pouches of fucking sweat under my nipples?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
All right, this is a song. It's called Bitch Nigga by Lit Burns. One of my boys from Kentucky. He's from out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I mean Jennings, Louisiana. Shout out to him.
Shout out Lit Burns. Check it out. We'll be right back.
Never give a fuck about a bitch nigga. All bitch for a nigga who could say she in love with a bitch nigga. All nigga run away trying to say how you thug with a bitch nigga. Hit the club with a bitch nigga. Show love with a bitch nigga. Post up with a bitch nigga. Cause you a bitch nigga. I can never give a fuck about a bitch nigga. All bitch for a nigga who could say she in love with a bitch nigga. All a nigga run away tryna say how he thug with a bitch nigga. Hit the club with a bitch nigga. Show love with a bitch nigga. Post up with a bitch nigga. Cause you a bitch nigga. It's Lit Burns. I get sick and tired of these niggas who talk about they niggas behind them. And speak on they niggas, they business and all about how they ain't solid. Pillow talking with these bitches who spreading these rumors and comments. Be talking like hoes that could never keep quiet. But soon as he flying, you wanna co-pilot. These niggas got the cold flip. That's why I don't keep them around me like my old bitch. A lot of niggas think they G's, but they let us skip. Get an H, cause you hoes 10 out of 10 OG niggas on the block. Y'all let them in. A lot of niggas snitching and a lot of niggas dying. So the real niggas dead or they in the pen. A lot of money seized, so it's in the wind. A nigga who you diss, who I see you with.
You just a young nigga who don't have a clue of how the game goes, so you fucking it up. So this here for you niggas, cause I had enough. And you bitches with niggas that say you in love, but to you he's a bitch cause he beat your ass up and used all your money you got from the club. And you talk about things that you aren't proud of, and all I can say is I don't give a fuck. By the bitch nigga,
fuck by the bitch nigga.
All bitch for a nigga who could say she in love with a bitch nigga.
She in love with a bitch nigga.
All a nigga run away tryna say how he thug with a bitch nigga. With the club with a bitch nigga. Show love with a bitch nigga. Post up with a bitch nigga. Cause you a bitch nigga. I can never give a fuck about a bitch nigga.
Fuck about a bitch nigga.
All a bitch for a nigga who can say she in love with a bitch nigga.
She in love with a bitch nigga.
All a nigga run away tryna say how he thug with a bitch nigga. With the club with a bitch nigga. Show love with a bitch nigga. City, within my city, we keep it gritty. We come and get it for 10-10s and 5-20s. Cause we been through them days picking up ground pennies. It's get down or lay down and we're down. And he never showed love where I never got it back from. I ain't never live anywhere I sold a pack from. Think of what artillery today, I'm finna strap up. 357 chrome SK black one. For bitch niggas and these ratchet hoes. Anybody out the box, I put the ratchet on. Bitch, I live by the gun that you rapping on. I'm the one who be shooting at your rabbit hole. Then I go and get my dinner, stop at Rabbitohs. Free my brother Savage, it's a savage home. Sick all you niggas who be bitches long. Get around niggas and you bite it off. Talking like you got it in the jar, then I will fuck it, then I'm coming. I got my own bitch, I never want a nigga woman. But I'm about to make you swallow everything you about to vomit. Keep a holler tip for a nigga stomach. 13 pocket monster that I stole from cousin Bubby. Anybody speak words, then address me with some money. You niggas turn bitch like it ain't mean nothing. Leo paid a full plug money, make it sunny. You Cameron ass niggas take 30. I can never give a fuck about a bitch nigga.
Fuck about a bitch nigga.
All bitch for a nigga who could say she in love with a bitch nigga.
She in love with a bitch nigga.
All a nigga run away tryna say how he thug with a bitch nigga. With the club with a bitch nigga. Show love with a bitch nigga. Post up with a bitch nigga. Cause you a bitch nigga. Never give a fuck about a bitch nigga.
Fuck about a bitch nigga.
All a bitch for a nigga who can say she in love with a bitch nigga.
She in love with a bitch nigga.
All a nigga run away tryna say how he thug with a bitch nigga. With the club with a bitch nigga. Show love with a bitch nigga. Post up with a bitch nigga. Cause you a bitch nigga.
And you in love with a nigga. Shout out Lil Burns, man. We appreciate you giving us that audio. My boy's doing his thing. Actually, more or less, Rello's boy. But this is the Rello and Randy Show. We are back. Welcome back. Guest call in. My bad, bro.
Go ahead. No.
Guest call in number 713-955-0701. Once again, 713-955-0701. If you guys want to call in, if you're listening to the show, just call in, goddammit. Call in. I don't care what it's about. Just call in and I want to talk to you. I got a question I want to ask you.
We support all local artists, whether it's in our local area or anywhere.
We got a little bit of a network. I'll get you on some shows.
Send us your music.
Yeah.
We'll play it. And if it sucks, we're going to tell you it sucks. Well, Randy will. I'm the nice guy. That's all
I
want to do.
Definitely tell you it's
negative Mike is really going to tell you. He's probably going to exaggerate it a little bit.
I hate you all so much.
Hey, that song, I was going to play it, but we got too much audio going on already. Ray Jr., Same Crew remix featuring DJ Loaf, Young Dolph, Troy Avenue, and Machine Gun Kelly. It's a pretty dope song.
I listened to that.
Yeah, I'm all right with it. There's a couple verses in there that I could skip, but It's not too bad. So, anyways, like I said, I was going to play it. We can get to that maybe next episode. Yellow Wolf just dropped Love Story. That was yesterday he dropped that. And it's a decent thing. It's kind of slower than his old work. I don't know. It's a good album. That's a good album so far. But if you want that gangster pop, the Trump, this and that, Box Chevy, you want all that, you ain't gonna get that on this one.
I've been listening to Yellow Wolf since you put me on that a couple years ago.
Yeah,
he's good, man. I like.
Well, I'm trying.
He's trying to get me on him, and I'm gonna honestly listen.
Yeah. Nirvana singer Kurt Cobain, the guy who shot himself.
Ben did.
Yeah, what's up? Yeah, I know. Yeah, like I'm reporting it. Oh, he's dead.
He shot himself.
Seen at Costco today.
Yeah. Him and Tupac. Well, they heard Tupac on the radio today when he was dreaming. The Olsen twins, however, will be possibly starring in a spinoff.
Hold on, what happened with the Kurt Cobain thing?
Oh, yeah, damn.
Now you just like
I'm
just
a headshot.
Kurt Cobain, he did a Beatles cover. It's called "And I Love Her." It's on RollingStones.com. It's pretty good. I wish they would have really did some studio quality recording on that. That was a really good song.
They actually accidentally released that a month ago.
Oh, did they?
It was out for like 6 hours.
And they sued.
Pull it back.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah. A
bunch of bootlegs went out.
I did see that they got sued. I didn't know that they had to retract it. Usually if you get sued, you kind of just like,
we did it. Let's let it ride.
Yeah, leave it out there.
Yeah. I don't know why they pulled it. Because it got bootlegged like crazy. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was good. I can't wait for somebody to go through and clean that audio up. And play a good version because we'll fucking bootleg their live and put it on this show. But that was a good cover of that song, and I love her, and that's a good song by the Beatles itself. I'm not talking about the Barter Six. I won't.
Don't
do
even
that.
Say that album anymore.
Yeah, I won't. Let's jump into what is this?
Oh yeah. It was quick. Randall Cunningham, the quarterback. His daughter broke the national record for high jump.
Randall Cunningham, he played UCF, right?
I don't know where.
That's Dante Copel.
Sorry,
Copel, apologize.
I know Randall Cunningham is a Hall of Famer.
And he was a good quarterback.
Yeah, for Philadelphia, I believe it was.
Oh, he was black?
Yeah, he was black, bro.
Oh, he was just an okay quarterback. I'm kidding. That's another. Look at that. I'm just going with these black jokes today. I'm going to get them out of my system.
All right.
What do they call a black abortion clinic?
Go ahead, tell me.
Crime Stoppers. Okay. Moving on, we're not going racist anymore, all right? Tell him, bro. Listen, bro, am I racist or not? Like,
no, but I wasn't going to laugh at that twice.
Right,
but
you did. That's what made me think I could, actually go ahead and report that, because you, the black guy, laughed at it. I was like, well, whatever. Anyways, yeah, so abortions, man, whether you're for it, against it, whether you're religion, forbids it or, believes in it or whatever. Call in and let us know. 713-955-0701. I don't know. I'm just going to say the pros and cons. There's definitely a lot of pros, a lot of cons. I don't know personally whether I'm for it or against it, but I can tell you why I am for it and why I'm also against it. My religion, I'm Catholic, says I should be against it, that all life is sacred, and if it was meant to be, it was meant to be brought into this world, that it should be brought into this world. However, like Mike was saying during the break, you want to touch on that, Mike?
I'll just give my quick pro and con, that way we can get to callers. Someone better call. I'm for it because I think if you were raped or you can prove, they can prove you're on birth control and you accidentally got pregnant, you are not financially able to have a kid, and it would just be a rough life for the child. Why raise in that environment? Go ahead with it. People will say, well, you can adopt out your kid. Well, it shows that less than 3% of people go through pregnancy don't adopt out their children. Then they're stuck with it. They can't afford it. Whatever.
It's hard to go through.
I have multiple kids. I know what I'm talking about. So if you want to challenge me, call. Right.
Hey,
now.
And
also, because it's a human life. So, whatever. You never know if that was the next person who's going to stop world hunger or whatever. So, whatever.
Well, at the same time.
So the black guy don't get to his
position. No, you do. I'm just going to. I was going to weigh in on his.
Yeah.
He says that, you killed the baby. That could have been the person to stop world hunger or whatever, but it could also be the person who comes in and starts it up. You know what I'm saying?
Or is the next Hitler or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, whatever.
We'll have to figure out whether we're for it or against it, but go ahead. As a show at the end.
My view on it is...
Some callers.
Yeah, please.
Take some callers.
My view is just I'm for it and against it, just like, I guess, both of you. I mean, like Mike said, if you've been raped or anything like that, then, I think you should have... You should be able to make that decision, And as far as being against it, It's just touchy. It's hard, you know.
The bad thing about it, it's become a form of birth control. Oh, got pregnant, abortion.
Yeah,
that's why they bring in abortion.
Just recently, was talking about raising the price of
abortion. Well, not just that. Just show a record. Oh, you've had six abortions
this
year.
Because it's kind of affordable.
You should have to
plan.
The plan B pill should be
very ineffective. It actually leads to babies being born with
defects
more than it helps actually getting rid of the fetus.
Great.
Might as well just suck it up out of there.
Yeah.
Just throw these girls out too. That's free.
I'll
pay you $1. Let me kick you down some stairs. I'll do it. That's less of my taxes going to your starving ass kid. I'll put you down some stairs. I got hangers.
Okay, now I'm going to give you my final synopsis, whether I'm for it or against it, because I did give the I'm for it, I'm against it type thing, and I'm going to give you straight down facts to it. My wife is 100% against abortion until my girlfriend got pregnant. Then she was definitely for it.
Talking about your touch?
Yeah, well, no, we were sitting outside of the abortion clinic, me and my girlfriend, and I accidentally locked my keys out of the car. Well, then here comes my wife, right? Well, shit went a little crazy, so I spazzed out. I ran into the clinic, the abortion clinic, and I tried to ask them for a hanger. And they all spazzed out on me because I asked them for a hanger at an abortion clinic, and apparently that's not the right thing to do. But what I'm saying is, no, honestly, I'm for it because the bottom line is sometimes it's a responsible move. It's a responsible thing for people to do because they can't afford it. Now, if you can't afford a kid, I also know that there's other options as far as putting them up for adoptions or firehouses and this and that. But if you're a young girl and you made a mistake, you're doing a responsible thing by saying, I can't afford this.
Right.
I can't do this. This is not for me.
I think you need proof that the girl was on birth control, though. Can't say, oh, I use a condom. If she has, like, in her system some sort of birth control, the pill or whatever, and it just did not work,
I don't think it was your mistake. I didn't listen to my parents in my school and everything, and I just had, you know, I had raw sex. That's what I was trying to say. I got a friend, and she had an abortion, and the situation was kind of crazy. You know what I'm saying? It was actually kind of jacked up because the dude kind of like played both sides of the fence. You know what I'm saying? And he had another chick pregnant. She had no clue, all that great stuff. But I said, you don't let them get out the easy way like that. You know what I'm saying? I was like, that's a life, you know? And so she was like, but I have a daughter. And she was like, and I'm already, you know what I'm saying, I'm not in the best position right now. So like, so if me going through this, she's like, me doing this will take food out of my daughter's mouth.
Right.
Me doing this will, and I listened to her for about 30, 40 minutes. She was talking about it. And she was like, so that's why I'm doing it. She's like, as much as I don't want to do it.
Right.
And I was just like, and that's what made me kind of like, you know what, hearing someone say that is complete. Because you have some people, like Mike say, they go in there, they have kids, they have another one, and 3, 4, 5, 6 kids later, now they're living off government assistance. And sometimes people are playing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's jacked up because taxpayers, people that work hard, they go out and struggle, really struggle. You get a piece of they money every month for nothing.
Yeah,
callers, where you at?
Like, so I mean, that's what kicked me off about it. So I am for if you have a logical reason behind it, you know.
Well, see, that's the thing. You can't regulate it on down to things like that. You can't say, what's your reason for this? And they say, well, I just don't want it.
Why not?
What do you mean, why not?
Because this is fucking America. Then you shouldn't be having sex.
Yeah, we're free to fucking have sex, ain't we?
Okay, then you're free to be stuck with that freaking child, aren't you?
But that's another thing. I don't like working anymore. My back hurts. I'm going to fuck a bunch of girls right now and get abortions. Go ahead. You're going to have all these kids grow up in horrible situations. You know what I'm saying? Some of these kids might grow up unloved, all that kind of stuff.
Speaking of women, Women Crush Wednesday. I got mine lined up.
Go ahead. Let me go ahead.
Let me find one.
Amber Tramp. Softball catcher.
I like.
Hi. And that last name, that doesn't tell you what she's about. You want to see a picture? I got a picture.
Right now.
I already knew who she was, but I thought you were going to picture.
Let me see it.
Pictures, or capture,
catch
sorry. She has a big old badonkey donkey.
Let me check it out.
Oh, yeah, she's kind of nice, bro.
Look at
damn.
Sir.
That bitch is bad.
Amber Tramp, softball player.
Holy shit.
Holla, Ole Miss.
Wow.
She is a freaking trampolicious. Oh, good Lord.
That's my first and only, because it's on my last week here, Woman Crush Wednesday.
Wow, that's amazing.
I would go out with a bang on that one.
But I'll tell you what, I got one that'll beat it.
Man, hold on. Dang it, I'd be sucking on.
Nah, tell me. I
don't have one, bro. I never have one.
I'll give you the other half of mine.
Yes, sir.
I'll give you the other half
shoot.
Of mine.
Okay, go ahead, shoot.
Mary.
Girlfriend.
Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen.
Russian.
Huh?
I don't want them, bro.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Are they still tweaked out and shit?
Nah.
Don't they combine weigh like 120 pounds?
Combine you weigh 120 pounds like this.
Don't they go by jeans together and they just take up one leg each?
Yes,
and
they actually probably can both.
Like
both can probably fit in there.
Hate much? Huh? Hey, did I say, bro, what's up with your woman crush?
Bro, you probably
fuck
them and see their pelvic bone.
Yeah, you could see your penis coming up through her belly button. When you're up, you just see the lump, like, come out.
Right,
it looks like
right,
the alien from those movies where they come out your stomach.
Right.
Look at the videos on, bro.
I just triple-righted you, son of a bitch.
Right. Hey, Mary-Kate
Nash,
you're
ugly. They're not ugly. They just super ugly, bro.
No, they're ugly.
Mary-Kate Nash, call me up.
If bulimic women is your type, holler. Hit them up.
Hit me up.
Bulimia, twice the flavors, zero the calories.
Hey, you know, you say you fuck a chick from behind, that ass will start lifting up.
Dog on. When you're fucking on from behind, it's going to feel like you're having your dick clean on one of those washboards.
Sometimes you like beating on the bone.
Yeah,
come on,
bro. Every bone in that body.
Damn right, I'll be digging all up in them 40,000 fucking bones. How many is it, 238 in the human body?
I think it's 138. I got one
a little
weird. I don't remember that
232,
shit.
232, I think is what it is.
Great. Sounds good.
Well, let me tell you a reason also why I'm for abortion.
Go ahead.
Right?
Back.
See, I had this girl.
I got
to
find a woman crush.
Sorry, go.
Go, bro. You do it the same.
Y'all want to go stand outside with the ants, bro?
You about to do it anyway. It's like, it's just 4 minutes.
Was that what we're going to do here?
Go ahead, bro.
Look. Hey. All right, you know what? I don't even want to get into it. I'm sorry. Hey, I do that too, bro. Thanks for shutting me down, bro.
Nah, but go ahead, though.
Nah, man.
Oh, because you go act like that? So you gonna be a bitch about it?
That's
how
you're ugly, and your sister ugly. You just plain old ugly.
Let me tell you why I'm also for abortion, man, because a lot of the times guys get raped, right? And that is a thing. It is a thing.
All right, go ahead.
Happy birthday.
Make that make sense.
Happy birthday, Mom. Love you.
Oh, you went from guys get raped to happy birthday? Okay.
Yeah, well, listen, talk to my mom about how bad she wanted my dad. And I asked my dad, I said, Dad, are you for abortion? He says, ask your sister. I said, I don't have a sister.
Hey.
I
miss my
job,
man.
Oh,
I like my job.
All right, here we go. Hold up.
I don't know who this chick is, but she's my woman crush Wednesday.
The type of man who will talk shit about your child. The speculated rapist. All the way from San Diego, California.
That's a drop. But yeah, man, seriously though, I had a girl. She was on top of me, and I was like, "Come on, girl, my daddy's getting home, man. We're about to get busted." She said, "What?" She said, "What's gonna get busted?" I said, "These nuts." Got him. No,
when you said do you, man, I thought you meant you, like, got raped. When you get pregnant, when you care about abortion?
Nah, girls will get on you, and they won't.
A man abortion is called a shit. Shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Drop that load of churning out.
I can't believe I have one call. All these.
Bro, for real. I get people calling my phone like, hey, I want to get on. Motherfucker, the line is 713-955-0701. What's wrong with you guys?
Maybe they're too cheap.
I got a woman crush Wednesday.
What is it, bro?
Oh, yeah. What is
it? Helena.
Can't be a woman crush Wednesday. You can't say her name,
she's just straight up off of Facebook.
Nope. She's a real person.
She just typed Google woman crush Wednesday. Just click the pictures tab.
Just like,
she's cute.
Yeah.
Ellery Fernandez from San Francisco.
She's a real person.
Our follower number 13. She's a damn gross Wednesday.
Yeah,
she's a real person.
Well, hey, you know how it go, Co.
Haters.
We appreciate you guys. We love you. We didn't even get into the John's Bone Coco thing.
We'll do it Friday.
Yeah. All right.
But look, no, check out my woman crush movie. All right, she's legit, bro.
I see her. Oh!
Look what you made me do. Please, I got you. I'm sorry for the wait. I'm sorry for the wait.
Tell him,
the car are gonna be late, so I cooked up a tape.
Tell him.
The garden's full of snakes, so I had to escape.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Let homie gon' be straight. Let homie gon' be straight.
Hillary,